ça commence pas fin. Comme un seul 2, 6-3, 5-7, 6-4, 3-6, 6-4.
It's so much better when you lose in French. That was defending champion Albert Costa of Spain playing against the Czech Republic's Radek Stepanek, whom he beat in a 5-set, 3-hour, 38-minute match in Paris earlier today at the French Open. It's the second of tennis's 4 Grand Slam tournaments. Peter Bodo, senior editor of Tennis Magazine, joins us now from his office in New York to tell us who's in, who's out, and why clay continues to confound Americans. Peter, nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Good to be here, Neil.
French Open just started on Monday. It goes on for 2 weeks like the other major tournaments. So we're pretty much still at the start, yet some big names are already out.
Well, that's not unusual in Paris because on a slow clay, especially players who are not entirely comfortable on that surface, that's always chronically been an American problem, but not exclusively an American one, there are always upsets. Plus, on clay, you get into these long, grueling matches, and, you know, kind of anything goes and anything can happen. So you can always look for upsets at the French Open. It's probably produced more surprise winners in the past few years than any of the other Grand Slam events.
And that's because of the nature of the surface?
That's partly the nature of the surface. The surface is very slow. It rewards consistency and patience a little more than it rewards attacking and aggressive play and shot-making skills. And so the surface, you know, in a way is an equalizer. And if you're on a good day and you're a lesser player and a top player is not quite on his game and can't hit quite as many winners, a talented shot-maker like a Pete Sampras, for instance, who's always done, with a couple exceptions, has done very badly in Paris, you can get to a guy. And a lot of it is also confidence, because clay, because of the slow nature and the higher emphasis on baseline tennis and on keeping rallies going rather than finishing points, players who like to play an attacking style get discombobulated and concerned about being able to win points the way they like on the clay.
Well, because of that, the French Open used to be, at least a few years ago, the one of the Grand Slam tournaments that some players in the world would just as rather skip.
Oh gosh, absolutely. They loathe coming here. A lot of the better U.S. players, often wouldn't even make the trip because it was just, you know, the lurking, waiting for them were, you know, these obscure specialists who really made their livings on clay courts and who would string their rackets very, very loosely, which enabled them to exert more control and to have less power but more control. And they would be out there, and they would just wear them down, grind them down, minute after minute, rally after rally, ball after ball. A lot of guys figured, you know, who needs it? You know, I can't play that way. I'm not going to go there and play. But, you know, there's been a big change. And starting with the Sampras, Agassi-Courier era, the Americans distinguished themselves tremendously. And Agassi, of course, is a great clay court player. He won his title there, and he's gotten to a bunch of finals as well. And while Pete struggled and been more typical of the traditional American player, Jim Courier won 2 titles there, too. So the mold has been broken a little bit. It's no longer quite that way.
Well, Andre had a close call yesterday, I guess it was. But just briefly, we now have the 4 major tournaments, the Australian, I guess, very much in fourth place, all on different surfaces.
This is true, and it's been a wonderful thing for tennis. I wouldn't, by the way, say that the Australian is really that far in a distant fourth place, certainly not even in terms of the American public, which still largely and broadly speaking is, even though it's embraced the French more, it's the French, and I would say the French and Australian are distant to Wimbledon and the U.S. Nevertheless, I think it's been a great change because, you know, at one time the Australian, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open, the other 3 Grand Slams were contested on grass. It was a very fast surface, and Anglo-based players from those countries dominated the World Tour. With the rise of tennis in places like Scandinavia, Europe, since the professionalization of the game, and the rise of players from all countries, many of them growing up on clay courts, and the prestige of clay court abilities as well as clay court tournaments rising, that's kind of leveled the playing surface. One of the great stories in tennis, really, in this past few years has been, in addition to the actual changing of the surfaces at 2 of the 3 grass court tournaments, has been the rise of the French Open to the point where now it's taken its place at the head of the class on an international level with the other 3 Grand Slams.
Peter Bodo, we'll have to have you back when the U.S. Open comes up and we can discuss who will be the king of the hard true.
I'll be happy to do that. It's no longer hard true, by the way. It's hard court to deco turf, too.
It's Talk of the Nation coming up to you from NPR News.